She's probably forgotten a lot too, just like myself. She's about 92.
Well, now let me see, Mrs. Williams. I'm gonna ask you some questions that I asked you before, except the last time I saw you, I was not. Sorry, go ahead.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Some of these things, in other words, you know I know the answers to them, but I'm asking so they get on the record here. Now, because you're Nina Williams now, what was your maiden name?
Kersey.
You were Nina?
Nina Kersey.
Kersey, okay. Do you mind giving me your birthday? Was that a secret?
No secret, because I'm proud of it. May the 20th.
May 20th.
1898.
Yeah. Long time.
And I really feel proud that I am
that. You should. I think you should. Mm-hmm. I really think you should. Now, what was your father's name?
James Henry Kersey.
James Henry Kersey. Now, what was your mother's name?
Mary Ann Emanuel Kersey.
Mary Ann Emanuel.
Emanuel was her maiden name.
Okay. Now, can you tell me anything about the Emanuels? Where were they from?
Well, I don't know. My mother's mother, she was born in Erie, Pennsylvania. My mother was born in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
In a Dutch colony. But I never heard her. I've got her father's picture.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any of them.
Yeah.
You know. But she was a twin, you know.
Oh, wow.
And quite a large family.
Now, how did she migrate here, or did your father find her and bring her here?
My father found her and brought her here from Canada. See, my father was born in Indiana.
Yeah.
On an Indian reservation.
Oh, yeah.
And his parents took him to Canada, and her parents took her to Canada.
I see. And so they met over in St. Ontario. And then they migrated to Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
But they were married in Canada.
Oh, yes. They were married and had two children when they came here.
Now, there were two children born in Canada. Who were they?
Herman and Oscar. Herman, Oscar died.
How do you spell it?
Oscar. O-S-C-A-R.
Oh, Oscar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Herman, I think you've given me some information about Herman.
Yeah.
You don't happen to remember Herman's birthday, do you?
Yeah, it was April the 20th. Wait a minute, let me get this straight. 18... I can't say right.
Well, that's all right.
I could find out, but I can't say right off.
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to push you on anything. Okay? Now,
and I was looking at that this morning, too.
How many?
But I can find it in a second.
Uh-huh.
I got his
He died. Maya, give me his death date also, since you got it. Died in 1964. Okay. Now, what other children were there in addition to those two?
Well, there was
and
Harrison.
Yourself.
There was Harrison.
Harrison.
And there
now,
was.
Now, what year he was born?
He was born in in
1888.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there
was Ernest.
Ernest. I don't remember. I was very little and I don't remember.
Now, I got to ask you this. That Ernest, that wouldn't be the Ernest that's up on one of the windows of the churches, would it?
Yeah.
Is that it? That's the one that's up there?
Because he was 14 or 16 when he passed.
I see. Passed at around 14 or 15 or 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Right, any other children?
And then there was then Bernice, my sister.
Bernice.
Was next.
Uh-huh.
And then
remember her birthday?
Yeah. 94 it would be.
1894.
She was 4 years older than I.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 1894 wouldn't it? And then there was Arden.
Arden. A-R-D-E-N.
Yeah. He was between my sister and I. He was born in 1896, I guess. And then I had a brother, Leonard. That's Don's, Don and Amy's father. He was born in 1900.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice family.
Yeah.
What was that, about six children? How many of them are still living? Just you?
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Another one of those things that makes you proud. It
makes you proud and makes you lonely, too. You know, gives you sort of a
that's
lonely
the only thing they say about getting older. You get more and more lonely because the people around you are no longer here.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah. I can begin to see some of that myself. Because, I mean, kids I went to school with, every now and then I have to get on a plane and go home. Somebody else has died that's close to me, you know. Okay, now, were you were born in Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
And so you have you lived all of your life here or part of your life someplace else?
Well, right in Michigan, I in 1942, I moved to Romulus. That's right out here. And stayed there in 66.
Now, that's when you were married.
Yeah.
But you weren't married to Williams then.
No.
That was to whom?
I was married to Williams then, yes.
Oh, you were married to Williams
then. Yeah.
I see. And then you came back here after he died?
Yeah.
Now, what was Williams' first name?
Walter.
Walter Williams. Was he an Ypsilanti person?
No, he was a South Carolina.
South Carolina. And he died in
1966.
And then he returned to Ypsilanti.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else I got to get to, and this is backing up a little bit. When we talked to you earlier, I remember you were talking about the house where you were then living.
Yeah.
And you did not say this, but I got the impression that you lived in that house. Well, you did say you lived in that house with your father.
Yeah,
because
I was born
you remember
in that house.
Because you remembered there working with the plans for Brown Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did ask you, did your father build that house?
Well, he drew the blueprints he worked on it. But I'm not saying I don't think he was the. I don't know. I know he worked on that church.
No, the house.
And I knew
the house.
Oh, the house. Oh,
the house
yes.
Where you live.
Oh, yes, he built that.
Yeah. Because he was a carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
And he built a lot of houses around
Ypsilanti. A lot of houses.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure I had that is an old house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one where you were born,
mm-hmm.
and one where your father, you remember living there as a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I said in that other one that he was in that house where the plans and so forth for Brown Chapel.
He kept them on this big board.
Yeah.
You know, attached.
Yeah.
Behind the front door. And we better not touch that. And on the weekend, the pastor would come up there and and trustees, you know, they would get at the table in the dining room and study this thing.
Yeah. Now, he was a carpenter, but didn't he have a brother who was a carpenter also?
Yeah, Uncle George.
George was a carpenter. Now, somehow I got the impression that there was another brother, I guess I got that from Edmund, there was another brother who evidently moved to Detroit, but he was not a carpenter.
Another of my father's brothers?
Yes. Now that, yeah,
He had an older brother.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Uncle John was.
She didn't know what he did, but she thought, I got the impression that he didn't live here in Ypsilanti.
No, he didn't live here.
Yeah. But I said Detroit. I don't know where he lived. But I remember her saying he did not live here.
No.
But there were those two brothers who were both carpenters.
Yeah. But Uncle John, he was much older than they were.
I see.
He was a Kersey, but there must have been I don't know. I wish you could. He looked just like a picture.
Yeah.
Just looked like an old Kentucky colonel.
Uh-huh.
He always wore this swingtail coat and a hard top hat.
You don't have one of those pictures. That's the other
thing. No, I don't have Uncle John's pictures.
That's the other thing I meant to do. I have your pictures to bring to you.
Yes, you
preserved
do.
Quite well.
Okay.
And I was lying there thinking about them last night and thinking about this visit with you. And I said, I want to remember to go pick up those pictures and take them to Miss Kitty. Now I'd come back down here and bring them, make another trip down here and bring the pictures.
Well, as long as I know they're all right.
Well, you know, I use some of them. I use some of them in the book. But no, I don't intend to lose them.
Oh, I've got so many pictures all over.
When I moved,
I had big boxes of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're off to my granddaughters, out to Patty's, in a trunk.
Well, now, you, of course, were born here and raised here. Where did you go to school?
They used to call it Central School.
Central School. Mm-hmm. That was down here on Cross.
Yeah.
Was that a high school or where did you go as an elementary school?
Well, it went from going through.
Oh, I see.
12
grades. It went all the way, 12
grades.
Yeah,
it had 12 grades.
And
it was the only school I ever went to.
Uh-huh.
It was only school. Well, after my sister graduated, she went to college.
Yeah. Did she go to Eastern, Bernice?
What do they call it?
Well, Normal.
Normal.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah. She, let me ask you something else which has nothing to do with your family at all. On the tape that was done of Martha Neely, she said something about going to the Normal School. And graduated. Now that was somewhere around 1916. Did you know it? Do you remember anything about that? This is Martha Neely.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I think they went to the Ypsilanti High School.
Well, she went through high school.
Oh, she went
through. But then she said she went to.
And then she went to the Normal.
Went to the Normal.
Oh, yeah.
And graduated. Because she said that the fact that she graduated didn't mean she could get a job. So what she did, so she said if she wanted to go south, she could have gotten a job. Well, she couldn't get a job here.
Well, at that time, they would graduate you, but they wouldn't give you a certificate to teach.
I see. I guess that's what it was.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. Well, that thing, you can erase that.
Well, I think you're not the only one that said it, and I think that's part of history.
Uh-huh.
That's part of history. We all went through that.
My sister went to college, but she got her graduation, you know, certificate to teach, because I have it.
Well, she taught.
She taught for about 28 years.
Yeah, she taught. I know I have a picture of her at Adams School. Yeah, I knew she had taught. Now, your sister was quite a musician.
Yeah.
Did you have any other musicians in the family?
Herman was the musician. Herman could play most any instrument. Piano, organ, and all the wind instruments he could play, but not the stringed instruments.
Oh, yeah.
But he could play all the wind instruments. Well, my father was a music teacher.
Your father was a music teacher?
He was a music teacher in Canada.
Oh. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And, now, do you remember that having anything to do with, I know Bernice did, but tell me about that connection with any singing groups. Do you remember that directing any singing groups?
She never directed any.
She just played.
She just played.
But what about Herman?
Herman didn't direct. He just played.
Did any of the curiosities have anything to do with the formation of say, community singing groups or church singing groups?
No, I don't think they did have anything to... Now, my father, he was the director of the choir there for, I don't know how many years, 21 or 22 years.
At Brown Chapel?
Yeah. He had the choir. He was the director of the choir.
Now, all these questions I'm asking you now, I remember you telling me something else, too. Was it your father or your uncle? Or your father, you were telling me, liked horses?
That was my uncle.
That was your uncle?
My Uncle George.
And you showed me a picture of some pictures of him with his horses.
I hate about his horses.
Now, somewhere I have picked up, Ms. Williams, this little bit of information, and I want your reaction to it. I heard that when the Curseys first got here, of course, they came here as skilled people, and it wasn't very long before they had acquired some property. And this property is out there in the neighborhood where Flick lives now.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that they used to refer to that area out there as Curseyville.
Well, I don't know. Now, my uncle, he bought property on 2nd Avenue. Mm-hmm. He bought property on 2nd Avenue. Mm-hmm. My father bought property on 1st Avenue.
I see.
Because he bought all the property from where I lived, that big house on down to Michigan Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And back. Oh, east.
And then I heard that...
Uncle George, he had that other property.
On 2nd.
Yeah.
Well, then I heard that as these children would get married, you would receive a gift of a place to build a home.
That's right. That's right. Well, I've been paying taxes in Ypsilanti ever since I was 20 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess that interests me because...
And we had to pay our taxes, too.
Yeah. Gave you the property, but you had to pay
taxes. We had to pay those taxes.
Well, you know, that interests me because now, in my case, in my mother's case, she didn't have it. She did in the country. And coming up where we did, all of her children got a horse and a cow.
Yeah.
And I remember the cow and the horse that my mother had that were given to her by her mother. Because one of the calves to the cow that my mother had was mine. And she was mine because I had a flu in 1918.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave me, my father brought this calf in and gave it to me. And we named that calf Cherry. That's the reason I remember all that. Yeah. But I remember that she gave each one of my mother's brothers and sisters a horse and a cow when they got married. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly a dowry, because a dowry is usually given to a girl.
Yeah.
But she gave them to the boys, too. But then they told me that the Kearsys all had, because they had this property then, and that's why the Kearsys are there now, Flicks,
yeah.
Still on the old yeah. place, and so Flicks forth, and so were you. That's interesting. tell me about this. How much do you know about the other Kearsys? Now, I know Bernice married a Kearsy, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about them. No.
What?
I really don't.
They just weren't related to the Kearsys.
No. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I really don't know anything about, you know, their background. Mm-hmm.
She was married twice.
Yeah.
Because when I got here, she had married this old man out here.
Mr. Hoffman.
Hoffman, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to know him pretty good. See, we had just met Bernice.
Oh, yeah.
We just met her because as we came in, she was very friendly to us. And then the next thing we knew, she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And the next thing we knew, she was dead. But we never really got to know her that well.
Well, she was a beautiful person. When she passed, I just thought I would too. But I'm still here.
Yes. Thought I had something for you to do.
Yeah.
I always say that. As long as the Lord has something for us to do, He needs us here.
Yeah.
And when he's through with us, then we go.
Oh, bye bye.
Sure. Now let me see. We're coming on down, moving on down now into the period of the, when we're talking about the housing. Now, one of the things that I am looking for, I want to go take some pictures of some of the old houses where us lived, where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know your house,
yeah.
And I want to go by and take a picture of your house.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other houses in this area where colored folks lived in those days? Some of the older houses where we lived.
Yeah. A lot of them are gone, you know.
Yes, I know. There weren't too many real nice houses that we lived in those days, because we didn't have the money to build. A lot of us didn't have money to build those kind of houses that would last.
Well, there's the house that, you know, I was, and the one next to it was my brother's, and the one next to that was my other brother's, and all, you know.
In other words, the house that's north of you is mm-hmm. one, two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the house next to that
mm-hmm.
is an old house also?
Yeah, that's a pretty old house, I think. I think that's a pretty old house.
And both of those were your brothers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oldest house where Flick lives?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's...
It isn't that old.
It isn't that old, no. Of course, he lived in the other one first, the one next to him.
Oh, yeah.
He built that one, lived in that one a while, and then he moved in the one he's in now.
I see. I want to get around it too. I was asking questions about the house where Mrs. Clark had lived.
Yeah.
Well, I understand it's a pretty old house.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you another old house. You know where Gretchen Broach lives on 2nd Avenue?
Gretchen who?
Broach, her name is. She's on 2nd Avenue. What's her number? I don't know. Now that's a real old house.
Gretchen Broach.
Yeah, but she didn't, you know, she has, let me see how long she's been in that house. But it belonged to the, you know, another person. Mm-hmm. But that was a real old house on 2nd Avenue. And it's a nice house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the house, oh, there's several old ones. Let me see. Those houses are all gone. I don't know. There's a house on the corner, just as you go up Frederick Street, you know, from 1st Avenue, that short street.
Yeah.
Right at the end of that street. You know where my daughter lives? No.
Thanks.
Oh, it's two doors from her. Now, that's an old house.
On Frederick
Street?
That
was an old Washington house. No, it's on 2nd Avenue, right at the end of Frederick.
Oh, I see.
Frederick just goes as far as
2nd Avenue.
And then the street ends there. Well, Frederick ends there.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I picked up also is that the Kearses had such a good name until, well, they were very much in demand as builders.
Yeah. Well, my father built so many houses here. Some of them are still standing, you know. And my father worked on the Pease Auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he had a hand in that, too. Uh-huh. I remember when they were working on that auditorium, they were short of carpenters. So the contractor sent for a couple of men from the South, white men, to come up here and work. They came up here and they saw that my father was colored, you know. So they said, well, if we have to work with him, we won't work. And the contractor said, well, if you don't want to work with him, you go back where he came from, because he's the best one I got. And I'm not going to get rid of him. But they stayed.
They stayed anyway.
They stayed.
Yeah. When you were a little girl growing up here, what did you do for enjoyment?
Played paper dolls and...
Now, we
used to make our own toys and things, and my father, he used to make our carts.
Yeah.
You know, our sleds, you know, toboggans. And we used to have a lot of fun sliding down these hills here in Ypsilanti. Can't do that now, though.
Nope.
Too many cars.
And then as you got older, you got interested in young men. You went to church. Well, you know, I know that, because even when I was young, we were always told that's where you find the good girls. And my father went to church and found my mother there.
Yes, that's so.
But did you have any clubs Yeah. Social club? Mm-hmm. What social clubs did you belong to?
Now, we used to have a little sewing club. We'd meet on Saturday mornings.
What was the name
of it? There was a hall there on Michigan Avenue. It was the, oh, let me see. Well, of course it isn't there now. What was that called? It was called the, I can't think of the name of it. We used to go there on Saturday mornings. And then we had a junior palm leaf club.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were a junior palm leaf.
Yeah. 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 Just that. Mm-hmm. Go to church. Of course, at church, they used to have a lot of socials. And box socials and things like that. It was so much fun. On Friday, they have ice cream socials.
And then, of course, as time went on, then you developed, then, of course, when the movies came out around 1930, then, of course, you could go to the movies.
Yeah, we didn't go to very many movies. We didn't.
Well, did the movie houses discriminate?
Yeah. They did, until they were stopped.
That's what kept me from going. Mm-hmm. I didn't go either because of that. Probably I was 14 years old before I'd ever seen a movie.
And there was a group here that they, you know, protested. A group from here in Ann Arbor, too. And they just closed it.
Closed the theater up?
Yeah. And there was one in Ann Arbor that was discriminating, and they closed it.
Closed it up, too. Well, I understand Ypsilanti has not been all that good in some respects. But in other respects, it has been good. Mm-hmm. That people, in general, have always gotten along quite well.
Oh, yeah. Now, just like when we were kids, the churches used to have a lot of little plays.
Yeah.
And they would ask us to be them. I've been in many a play down at the Methodist Church, you know, because they would want us to come down there and be in their plays, especially if they had a part for an Indian. And my brother Ernest, he used to sing in the choir down there, and he had a beautiful voice.
I've heard that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time you came along, there weren't any, the colored folks that belonged to that church.
No. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I asked that question is way back earlier they had. And they had belonged to that church until Brown Chapel came. Well, in fact, for a while after Brown Chapel started. But I guess they soon got to the point where they wanted them more, or just came on out of them.
Excuse me.
All right.
She says she has a ride, a club.
Oh, okay.
She won't be there when you get there.
Okay.
She didn't want you to rush.
Okay. She has palm leaf tonight.
No.
You were later. Were you ever a palm leaf? I mean, as you got in the you didn't follow through on it.
No. My mother was a charity member.
Oh, yeah.
But I never joined them.
as you, because I know there were some circumstances under which they weren't too pleasant. Do you remember, well, yes, we were here at the end of the World War I. You were around in those days. And of course, some pretty nasty things went on across the United States. Yeah. Do you remember? Did any of those things go on here?
Let me see, that was about in 1914.
War started in 1914. We got into it in 1917. It was over in 1918. Mm-hmm. And then along about 1920 was a rash of lynchings across the United States, and North and South. The Ku Klux Klan just went rampant.
Yeah, but I don't think they bothered too much around here. Uh-huh. I know they did at one time. They had sent word out that they were going to come out here and run all the colored people out of Ypsilanti. Mm-hmm. But every colored person here, I think, was armed that night. And they never showed up. They never showed up.
You know,
Marshall Scott, he got word to everybody. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting now, because I was in Oklahoma as a small child. And that same thing happened very much the same way there. Mm-hmm. But nobody paid attention to that. Most people did. Mm-hmm. But there were some people who did. Because I remember that night we went to church and we passed people pulling carts and everything else. But my father went on home and loaded up his shotgun.
Yeah.
And nobody ever came.
Stayed home too.
And by the way, I don't know if I ever told you this, my father was a carpenter also.
Mm-hmm. That's the best trade you can have.
That was a good trade.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But he died in 1924.
Now my brother Curran was a carpenter, Arden was a carpenter, and Leonard was a carpenter. All three of them were carpenters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No, my father died in 1924, and that sort of left us high and dry for a while. Because my mother was, like a lot of women in those days, my mother had been brought up to be a mother.
Yeah.
And a wife. Mm-hmm. So she had no skills. And when she had to go to work, after he died, well, there was only one place for her to go, mm-hmm. and that was in somebody's kitchen, and that's what she did. But she worked real hard to take care of us and help us hold our heads up. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to, I'm accustomed to the kind of thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, after World War I, of course, we sort of settled down. And then we got into a period of so-called prosperity, white folk prosperity, from about 1920 up until 1929. That was when the bottom fell out of everything.
Who did it?
When I talk about that period as being a period of prosperity, do you remember any such?
That
period. In the 20s. The 20s. Do you remember the 20s as being a period of prosperity?
I really don't remember.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. It was just a normal period.
Yeah.
But I bet you remember 1929.
Oh, yeah.
Were you old enough to lose any money?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Lost a lot.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a lot then, but it was just a little bit.
Yeah, well, if you didn't have much, what if you had was a lot?
Because I just built a house. We just built a house on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm. When you built the house in those days, Ms. Williams, when you built, like you say, you just built a house on Michigan Avenue. Mm-hmm. Did you get financing?
No, we paid for things.
Paid as you go.
Yeah.
But you couldn't walk downtown to the bank and say, I want to go.
I guess we could have. Uh-huh. I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm just like that house up there now. It's never had a mortgage on it. My father paid for the house. He built it and paid for it, and he never had a mortgage on that house. And I think that's sort of unusual.
Yeah. One other thing I want to ask you about, too, is this matter of insurance, life insurance. You remember much about that?
No, we've always had it.
Tennessee?
No.
National?
Metropolitan.
Metropolitan. Metropolitan.
That's the only insurance we ever had.
The only one you ever had. But you remember always having that?
Yeah.
Well, Metropolitan has been around. It's been one of those that was sort of haven to Negroes I know over a long period of time. Up to about 1900, however, there weren't any insurances that would take Negroes. Mm-hmm. And before that time, that's why so many of us belonged to lodges, because in those days, we could pay our money into a lodge, and the lodge would take care of us in our old age, take care of our widows and orphans. It wasn't a lot, but it was something.
Mm, yeah.
But around 1900, of course, we had, North Carolina Mutual started, Atlanta Life started, and then we had our own insurance, but these were still little industrial insurances.
Yeah.
But we didn't get beat out of so much, and they became rather substantial. But it was since that time, oh gosh, even as I grew up, I couldn't get first-rate insurances. It was only after I got to be, I was married and had family before I was ever really able to get nice insurance.
Even Metropolitan?
Well, Metropolitan, up until just a few years ago, what they sold all black people was the same thing. It was what they call an industrial type. And they wouldn't sell black folks, regardless of what they did, any of their preferred insurances. But that was their policy until even after 1950.
Really?
We had insurances with them. My family had insurances with them. But they were the kind of insurance where a man come around every week and collect. It's what we call an industrial type.
Oh, I see.
But see what they... The kind of insurance I have now is a professional type.
Oh, yeah.
And you're based upon, they're based upon different criteria.
Oh.
But in the old days, they lumped all Negroes together to make them what you did, what kind of work you did. You bought an industrial type of insurance. And when we
just
had...
Just the Negroes?
Huh?
Just the Negroes?
Well, industrial white folks got that. Yeah. The laboring white folks.
Yeah.
Now, if you worked in the steel mill, you got the same kind of insurance that the Negro school teacher got.
Mm-hmm. I see.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. But of course, now they have changed it. But up until just a few years ago, that wasn't so. My wife and I were talking yesterday. I bought an insurance in Ypsilanti. One in 1972 with Equitable Life. Mm-hmm. After 10 years, it pays for itself. And it's
10 years?
After 10 years.
After 10 years.
Pays for itself. I had a premium to come due on the one that I took out in 1970. My premiums have been running $858 a year. And I paid it once a year. And I wrote a check out and left it in the mailbox last night for the man for $50. That's all I owe for a whole year. Because it earned enough to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we couldn't take those kind of policies before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then we move into another period there. We move into the period of the Second World War. What do you remember about the Second World War? Any of your folks go to war?
Yeah, I had two sons go to war.
I I haven't asked you about your children.
Yeah, I have two sons.
Tell me about all of your children.
Oh.
One out, the oldest one. Start with the oldest one.
Rolanda's the oldest.
What's her birthday?
6th of November, 1918.
Okay. And what's the next one?
I got Edward.
Edward?
Uh-huh. He was born the 13th of January, 1921.
13th January, 1921.
And Fritz was born on the
who?
13th of September.
Fritz?
Frederick.
Oh, Frederick. 30th September,
1922.
You said three?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, all the rest of them? And these two boys went to war.
Yeah.
They came back all right. Now, they're still living.
They don't ever come back all right, but, I mean, they don't ever come back the same.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, no, you're right.
War does change people.
It changes, right.
It changed me.
Yeah, you're right. My wife always said, change. I was married and had a child when I went, but I was still changed.
Yeah.
So you're right.
The Lord does change. Uh-huh. But it takes part in it.
Do they live here?
Yeah.
In this land?
Yeah.
Now, Rolanda, of course, has a family of her own. How many children does Rolanda
have?
Six children. How many?
Edward doesn't have any. Frederick has one.
Frederick has one. Then you didn't, then of course with those there, you didn't have anybody in the Korean War.
No.
Now let me see, I was just trying to think of other questions that I wanted to ask you. I guess the one question I wanted to... One thing I want to do with you again, I want to go down in my desk, get your pictures out, and bring them back to you. But then I want to come over, I'd like to come over sometime at your leisure and see what other pictures and clippings you have. You gave me a number of clippings,
yeah.
And I have made copies of those. And yours are ready to come back. But there, I remember there are two or three others that I didn't recognize at the time as being important that I'd like to have. For example, the one of your uncle with the horses.
Don't you have that one?
I don't. I may have it. I can't swear I do. All I know is I have all of your... everything I got from you is in an envelope.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, since I moved, I don't know where all my pictures are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where to start looking for them.
Well, I just, you know,
some of them are at my granddaughter's and some at my daughter's, and I guess there's some still up there at the house.
Yeah. Anybody living in the house?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I had it rented there.
You don't want to leave it vacant?
No.
Well, I was going to say, is it possible sometime for, sometime in the spring, if you had a couple of hours, we'd get together with Rolanda and go and go through those that you have over there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And just...
I can have them, you know, look for them.
Yeah, right. You know. Uh-huh. That'd be great. But the things that you gave me already have been very, very valuable.
Yeah.
And the information you gave me, of course, was
also valuable. Well, I hope so.
It's good. And you see what I'm doing, and I think you understand that I'm piecing
together
a lot of things.
I can appreciate what you're doing, you know.
But I'm trying to piece together a lot of things.
It'll be something like that other history.
Yeah, right.
The other black.
Yeah.
What other... Up to
1915. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
The one that was published about Michigan.
Yeah, I have it here.
Yeah, I have a copy of
that.
That's very good. That's a very good collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten a lot of information out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, that's where I found out about Fox, the lawyer that used to practice here, and Dickerson. I found out about him first time in there.
Mm-hmm. He was a wonderful physician.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he deliver your children?
No, he delivered Edward and Fritz, my two boys. Uh-huh. But not Rolanda. She was born in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah. Evidently, he was quite a popular person, well-liked person.
He was. Everybody. He was a trustee in the church.
You trustee at Brown's House?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In connection with Brown Chapel, when did you join Brown Chapel? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. You know when?
Well, you sort of grew up in it.
You grow up in it.
Yeah.
But I really joined in. What year would I have been 13? I was born in.
Well, that would have been about 19-1, wouldn't it?
13.
Huh? You see, you were born in 1911.
It would have been 1911.
Yeah.
That's when I really joined the church.
Simon, do you remember who the minister was then?
Yeah, Reverend Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Reverend Sheldon, S-H-E-L-D-O-N.
Nah, 1913.
No, 1911.
I mean 1911, yeah. I was thinking that that was even before I was here. my mother and father hadn't even married in 1911. Mm-hmm. They married in 1912. I was born in 1914.
Yeah. Well, I've really seen Ypsilanti grow and seen lots of things happen here, you know.
There was a, gosh, I should have thrown my little sheet of paper along. I had a piece of paper, began around the day, I think I left it on. It was about a murder. I've been trying to find out about that murder that took place here. And it's somewhere around 50 years ago.
Oh, it was
Blackstone.
Blackstone murder.
Blackstone murder. You remember anything about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Where did it get the word Blackstone? Was it Blackstone who was
that
murdered?
That was the man's name.
Who was murdered?
No, that...
That did
the murder. That did the murdering.
Now, was Blackstone black or white?
He was black. He was black. I'm trying to think of the man's name they murdered. And I knew him so well, too. You know. What was his name?
Well, that was about 50 years ago.
Oh, yes.
So that would put it around 1930.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was... Shortly after I moved over on 2nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I built a house on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm. That house still there?
No, there was a gas station there.
Oh.
Right up there where the, you know, there on the corner of 1st and Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
I built a house up there. My brother had the corner lot. And I had the lot next to him facing Michigan Avenue. And he sold his lot to a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to buy mine. And at first I said no. And he said, well, you just might as well because your brother sold his and I know you don't want to live in a gas station. So I sold it and moved it. I didn't sell the house. They gave me the house.
Oh, yeah.
I sold the property.
Mm-hmm.
I moved it. It's the one house where Linda lives in now.
Oh, it is? When did you build that?
In 1925. I moved it in 1930.
I can't blame you for moving it. It's only 5 years old.
Moved it and didn't take a thing out of it.
Yeah.
The bowmen, they were movers. Mm-hmm. You know, old man Bow and his brother, they moved that house.
Oh, yeah.
On these things that you moved over. So different than now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I bought the property from my uncle George, because he owned that property along there.
Wait, can you think of anything important that I'm not asking?
No,
I'll think about tomorrow.
I can't think of anything.
I do appreciate you taking the time, and because you have so much, I want to give you prior notice that it just might be that after I get all this information together, there might be some missing links, and I'll be coming, ringing your telephone.
Well, any way I can help, I will.
I'm sure.
You know, that's what we're here for, to help each other.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Because I want to finish this thing up. Well, I'd like to finish it up in 2 years.
Yeah.
In other words, I'll finish the research by the end of 81, and I'd like to be ready to go to press by 82.
Yeah.
Because I have other things
I want
to do.
Well, that'll be quite an accomplishment, won't it?
It would be, yes. But there are other things I want to do, Ms. Williams.
Yeah.
There are many things I want to do. I've been delving into... I'm going to cut this off now. One thing that I guess I expected it, and I'm not yet sure whether it ever occurred here. I expected, this being a very old town, that there was some resentment of these people coming in from other parts of the country and settling in here and disturbing the peace and quietude of the town. The Southerners, not only blacks, but also whites, that came in here to go to work for the automobile industry somewhere around 1930, 31, especially when Henry Ford started paying $5 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a true assessment of that?
I don't think so.
You'd say there hasn't been too much of that resentment?
No,
here.
No. Mm-hmm. I've never found it that way. I really haven't.
Well, I didn't know. I say I expected it because the only other place I have to compare it with is Seattle. When we lived in Seattle, mm-hmm. there was such a resentment of the local people, mm-hmm. of the people coming in from the South, who came in to work for Boeing Aircraft.
No, I don't think that was the case here in Ipsy.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you say that, because somebody else said the same thing. Well, I'm going to pick myself up and go home.